Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock cod Rick Maxa. We have a great show here. Talking Cedros, talking kayaks with Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackle and Cedros Kayak Fishing. And Ron Lane, the one and only guy from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And talking fishing.
Yeah, we are, man. We're having a lot of fun. There's so much fishing going on right now, inshore, offshore, that great tuna fishing, and all the great stuff going on at Cedros. This is just a good time to be in the fishing biz, man. We're having a lot of fun with it. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you this morning. We've got another full hour. Great time for your phone calls. Lots of good information. If you want to get through, two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And we literally have, well, we had one line open on both of our lines. That the local line, that's your best shot right now. We have one line open on our local number. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. Our toll-free line just got all packed up, but there's going to be plenty of shots in the second hour to get through on that one. And that's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking tackle, we're also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a three-quarter day trip on the New Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And also, you're going to get a six-pack of those great live deception jigs, courtesy of our friends at Ahi USA, a really cool pack of jigs. And, boy, a perfect thing to be taking on that Liberty, because they have been having some really good yellowfin fishing this last week. It's a lot of bird school fishing, light line, smaller hook, very, very good yellowfin fishing. They're a smaller grade of fish that are out on that big on the in the big fish zone, but not, I want to say that, but not small. You know what I mean? They're smaller than the 90-pounders, but it's really nice yellowfin.
But they're really like 20, 25-pound fish.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. Call it 12 to 30-pounders and biting good and lots of, you know, 50 and 75
on
and
a three-quarter day.
On a three-quarter day, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
How about that?
Really good fishing. So somebody's going to get a chance to sample that if they're the lucky caller at the end of the show today.
You bet. Time for the Catch Report.
That it is. And today the Catch Report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pro. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. If you want to, they're going to take care of everything that you need service-wise. They'll do the fillet, the vacuum pack. They'll take care of all the fish directly to your specs, as well as offer the best smoked fish and jerky and those famous tuna burgers. Fisherman'sProcessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And let's start it off with that FishDope.com report. And our man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Jeff, Ron.
Good morning.
So, another outstanding summer season just continues rolling on, guys. It's just crazy good. It's inshore and offshore. But given some new developments here, I'm going to pass on the coastal and the island reports and just focus on blue water. Now, some of my best days on the water ever have been angling for good grade yellowfin tuna, like 50 to 100 pounders at places like Uncle Sam Bank, Lejos Rocks, Guadalupe Island. Absolutely, seriously fun stuff. And now, guys, we got that same opportunity to fish that same beautiful grade of yellowfin right here in our backyard. This is almost, I think it's probably historical. I don't know if we've ever had this grade of yellowfin. So last week I was telling you guys about how that stuff is pushing up from the 43 toward Clemente, and it did, kept right on pushing up. There's still some fish on the bank proper, but it's scattered out all along the canyon, right up to the island itself. On Desperation Reef there's some. And up on the front side, so it's really shaping up to be a good, interesting fall season for no doubt there. That's a fantastic grade of fish, 40 to 80 pound, with a few bigger ones mixed in, very few smaller ones out there in that outer area. But it's stealthy fishing, guys. It's a tough situation when you got big fish that pull really hard and yet don't want to bite heavy tackle. So that's where your perfect 40 pound outfit really shines. You know, you need a lot of Spectra, 40 pound four carbon touch shot. 2-0 ring Mutu hook is my favorite combo, and then, of course, a hot sardine for fly lining on those long soaks for the fish. The guys are getting bit sinker rig fishing and flat fall fishing in the dark and then in the gray, and then, you know, more daylight, it's more just fly lining that sardine. on the sinker rigs and the flat falls, you can get away with a little bit heavier tackle down there where it's deep and it's dark. But, man, you need that 40 pounds. It's a good balance. But, oh, man, it's just been crazy good fishing. And then there's those bluefin that are mixed right in with it. And a lot of that bluefin is that school-grade fish, 60 to 90 pounds. And then you'll get that on the flyline sardine and the flat fall jig, just like that yellowfin. They're mixed right there together. But then there's those real big ones, the tanker-grade guys, the 150-pluses, and there is a lot of them around, a real lot of them around. But mostly that bigger stuff is landed by guys trolling the yummy flowers on heavy tackle underneath a kite, or while you're drifting along, you can drift out a yummy underneath a helium balloon and then wind it back fast. One of our customers has had an extraordinary season this year, just winding back the yummies with a helium balloon holding up there. So there's lots of opportunity. It's been an unbelievable week of fishing for that beautiful grade of yellowfin and beautiful grade of bluefin, and then there's that tanker grade of bluefin mixed in. And I just want to offer some congratulations to a couple of our special customers that's been just destroying those big ones. I got another load of pictures yesterday that just literally defied description. And seriously, guys, it's time to get your good gear and go fishing. I don't know that it's ever been this good right here in our backyard.
Yeah, no kidding. And how about that front page of Western Outdoor News with boys from Accurate and Benny on that nice fish they caught with Ali from BD Outdoors.
On my old boat.
On your old boat. You know, and that's one thing I got to give credit to. I mean, it's certainly the angler gets credit, and it was a great catch. But, man, how about Ali for putting him on that fish? This fish on that yummy flyer fishing, it is an angling thing, but it's also, like, you got to have the guy that knows how to drive the boat.
The guy driving the boat has a very important part.
Yes, and I got to send kudos out for that.
Good call,
to
man.
Ali at BD Outdoors on the Tuna Jihad. So, yeah. Ali, yeah, way to go. Way to put him on that fish.
What a couple weeks of fishing. I mean, it's just, you know, and you just can't hardly imagine that it's going to get any better. And yet, and this, you know, this falls into the fish story category a little bit, but one of my friends who sent me pictures yesterday of what they caught the day before, and I was just shocked at the quality. And this is a very excellent angler who is totally honest in all respects. And he said they lost one that was staggeringly huge.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I mean, like that one that everybody's been waiting, that 400 pounder. And he said, well, you know, you can't say that because it was in the water right off the transom when they pulled the hook. But he said, way bigger than the 240 they had laying on the table.
Ricky, oh, are you? Is it a deja vu for you?
Yeah, we busted off the first one we broke this year, or the first one that I've broke this year on Wednesday. And it was just, I don't know.
300 pound test.
400.
Oh, my
400
God.
400 pound
we
test.
Rig our yummies on 400 now just because those things, they're, you know, those head-shaking sons of guns, man. Like, we've been chewed off on real heavy line already this year because they get straight up and down, and there's so much pressure, and those things open their mouth and flare their gill plates, and they shake their head so bad. And we've been chewed off on real heavy line, so we're rigging all of them on 400 now. And I'm sure it was just a funky way the thing bought, leader balled up or something. But, yeah, we busted them off on the – we rig our, you know, our yummy leader with, like, a double arm's length of 400-pound, and we came back with, like, a foot and a half, like, right in the middle of the 400-pound.
Oh.
Gone. And
it was, weird.
And the thing came cartwheeled out of the water when it ate. It was – I don't even have the words to describe how big it was.
300-pounder?
Who knows? Maybe. Could you know, be? I mean, who knows? We were calling it 250.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But it was huge, dude.
Yeah.
It was absolutely giant.
Well, Mark, I know fishdope.com, Danny's been on it. He's got all the info on that bite as well as the local bites. Whatever bite it is, fishdope.com has a scoop. And you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. If you don't have it yet, you need to get it. Hook up now, lowercase, no space if you want it. Hook up now, fishdope.com. And how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'll go catch your 400-pounder tomorrow for you, Rick.
All right, go get him, Mark.
Somebody's got to do it.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, Mark.
Let's head up to Alaska's fishing paradise. Oh. Our buddy John is at Whaler's Cove. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. How have you been after you were here up here? Are your arms recovered from all the fish you fought?
Literally, no. Yeah. My shoulder is still sore, and that's no lie. My shoulder is still sore from catching all those giant cohos. I show pictures of these people. There's a 19, there's a 17. People go, they don't get that big. I
want
Whaler's Cove. They do. Yes, they do. No, it was, I'll tell you what. Everybody that asks about our Whaler's Cove trip last week, I say it was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better. It was that good.
Well, I got to tell you about something that happened as you guys were leaving on the cat. Our new guests were arriving, and there were some guests that went out with Captain Tina, and they wanted to do some rock fishing. So 5 minutes from the lodge at Kennesaw Rocks, and I know you know where that's at.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's super, super close. They were in 140 feet of water jigging for rockfish, and what do you think happened? They hook into a 67-inch halibut. And here's the significance of that. Number one, it's a gigantic halibut within 5 minutes of the lodge. Number two, it's in 140 feet of water where you can really enjoy that.
On the jig. So how big was is that 67-pounder or 67-incher?
67-incher, about 150 pounds, rough,
nice.
Rough estimate, you know, by the size chart. But that is a monster to fight on stand-up gear,
light tackle,
somewhat
rockfish.
Light action on a jig. And the guy just had an absolute, you know, great time. He ended up winning the 2-for-1, going out rock fishing.
Nice, so cool.
Nice. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you something, that the fish processing at Whaler's Cove is now at the pinnacle. They are equal with the finest lodges we've been to, like Kingfisher Charters. We always say they do the best. Whaler's Cove is now right there.
Absolutely.
Mike and the guys in the fish processing camp there have taken it to the next level, and the fish processing, the product we brought back was state-of-the-art. So,
well, you're absolutely right, Pete. This year, the lodge brought in a brand-new state-of-the-art flash freezer. So your fish gets vacuum-packed, put in the flash freezer, and it is the absolute best that you can get in the industry. There might be someone that's equal, but there's nobody better for sure when it comes to fish processing.
I'll back you on that for sure, John. And what amazed me is, you know, it's a long travel day for us coming home. I mean, I didn't get home until late the night. You know, we started our travel early in the morning and didn't get home till late. That fish was absolutely rock
solid
when we pulled it out of the bag. We're talking over 12 hours of travel time. I mean, it was like you would have thought that it had just pulled directly out of the freezer.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it, but it's awesome.
Yeah, they got
they
it
They do a great job. But here's something everybody needs to think about, and that's 2017 and 2018, because we're already booking up, and we've got so many spaces already taken. So if somebody is seriously thinking about coming to Whaler's Cove Lodge, they need to give Jay a call at 1-800-423-3123. I'll repeat that again. 1-800-423-3123. They can also go to the website, whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com, and find out what's available. Give Jay a call and get booked in here or get on your trip for next year.
Yeah. We have, I think, maybe one or two spots on our 4-day left. There's a handful of spots left on our 3-day for next August.
Yeah.
I've been working with Jay all week on that, and I just am blown away at the popularity of Whaler's Cove Lodge. It's no kidding. It's because guys like John take them fishing and catch big fish 5 minutes from the lodge. Hey, John, thanks for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks, John.
It.
Bye-bye. All right, let's head on to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's up at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Similar fishing to last week. It's definitely picking up a little bit. The half days, starting to see still very good rock fishing on there. Starting to see a little bit of surface fish again. Bonita, sand bass in the mix there. Some calico bass in the mix. Actually, on Thursday they had a yellowtail also in the mix there. So half days definitely picking back up. I know it dropped off quite a bit there, but looks like it's taking a turn for the better. The San Diego fishing offshore there still catching yellowfin. They had 12 of them yesterday, 31 the day before that, 28 the day before that, and again. Yellowfin on the 3-quart day is quite a thing, you know. I know that wasn't around when I first started working here. The overnights, very similar to what you're seeing on the 3-quart day, but the numbers aren't as high, but the fish themselves are really good quality fish. You know, the Tribute had, what did you have yesterday? Had 8 bluefin and 14 yellowfin. Those fish were all in the 50 to 100 pound range. So the counts aren't high, but the fish themselves are definitely nice sized fish. You want the appropriate gear there, definitely some heavier gear on those. The 3-quart days are still a bit of a finesse bite. You want some lighter gear. So got your pick there. If you want to take that three-quarter angle, catch some yellowfin. If you have a little bit more time, want to go offshore, catch some yellowfin, bluefin, catch a bigger fish, get a shot at a 100-pound bluefin, 100-pound yellowfin there, definitely a good time to do that. So check our website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there. Half days. We still got twilights for a little bit of time left here before the holiday hits. Those three-quarter days up there, the 1 day, some day and a half, there's some 2 days up there also. Everything's up there. You can make reservations online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. You can come visit us in person, get any gear you need, and get out there fishing.
Awesome opportunities right now, Marcos, from three-quarter day to long trips and good tuna fishing, and it's just all happening
right
now.
This is the time.
It is.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Kids back in school, loads are a little bit lighter in the boats, good weather. This is it, man.
Yeah, and if it's anything like the last few years here, September, October, we're going to have some great fishing also.
Yeah, I think so too, Marcos. Well, one more time, shoot us a phone number. Somebody wants to call you and book a spot.
Seaforthlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Like I said, come visit us in person and pick up a Rock Hudrick breakfast burrito.
I love it, Marcos. Appreciate a great report as always. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, let's head on down now, get our Northern Baja report with the man from Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen. What's up, Rick?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing? Good to see you. Good to hear from Jeff and Ron. Looking forward to doing a trip down to Cedros, I think, next year, and we'll hook that up with Jeff.
You would love this trip to Cedros kayak fishing. I know you would love that.
Well, I talk to Jeff regularly, and I don't know, I didn't hear him mention yet, but your buddy landed a 54-pound yellowtail on a kayak this last week. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were actually in the Ponga, but, yeah, we did get a 54, a 46,
Ooh.
And a couple other 40s.
What? So. 54?
54-pound yellowtail.
Oh, my gosh.
Some good fish down there, right?
Oh,
crazy.
Boy.
So down below a little bit at Mag Bay, I think it sounds like the long-range guys are starting to swing in there early, and Bob Hoyt down there continues to report limits every day for the last couple of weeks of Wahoo out there on the local banks. A lot more marlin starting to show, some grouper near shore, and the bay fishing, since it's closed to commercial, still continues to be real steady inside. So lots of good options there. It looks like the Wahoo have even started to move up the line a little, and at La Bocana, they reported a couple this last week. We know over there at Cedros what's happening, and up around the corner at Bahia Asuncion, the fishing continues to get better and better. Calicos and halibut have been there, whitefish, and the bigger yellowtails are starting to come in bigger numbers there as well. Across on the other side at both Bay of L.A. and Mulahe, haven't heard a lot of reports there. Our guys have been either too busy or it's too hot, so nothing to report there. But San Quintin, white sea bass are starting to show. Not real consistent. Sport Fishing Financial buddy Cliff Vine won the Pesca tournament there last week with a 54-pound white sea bass. Yellowtail fishing is off and on, so-so. Good bottom fishing. You know, I get invited to head down to those areas regularly, and I'm actually sitting in the office right now, so people should give me a call here at the office, and let's go fishing together. We could leave right now and go to San Quintin if we wanted to. So I'm in the office at 949-481-1807 or on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Awesome. Well, great report. As always, we sure appreciate you keeping us up to date, Rick. And, boy, I know you compile so much information, and that's the cool thing about Baja. It's always biting somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I'm last minute, and I think the white sea bass are going to turn on, and, you know, I might grab somebody. Somebody call me here. Let's go down to San Quintin right now.
I like it, Rick.
Jeff, I think Rick needs to sponsor one of these open dates you have for 2017.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You would just absolutely dig that, Rick.
Yeah, you know, I've fished around the island but never been on the island.
No,
and, you know, after
different
talking
world.
To Jeff the last number of months, sounds like he has a great program there. We need to get some buddies on that.
There you go.
Good call.
Hook up. There you go, get them. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch board. Again, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there. Check Terrafin.com for more details. And I just want to say for the quickest sec, we read that spot every week. I do that absolutely every time I go, especially with the iPad. It's a big screen and easy. We download the charts beforehand. You take it with you. You keep your GPS on and your data off, and you can literally see the boat icon traveling over the charts. Like, you have all of the charts for everywhere you want to go on the boat every day.
Chlorophyll, yeah, temperature, the whole deal.
It's such a killer deal, and it's free. I mean, it's just included in your Terrafin subscription. I do it every time we go offshore. They're awesome.
Gotta have it.
That's for sure. Hey, well, the phone lines are super packed up. The only line open, if you want to get through, is a local line, 858 area code 457-1090. That's your shot. We got some very patient callers. We're going to start this hour off with Dan calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, so pretty much most of my questions have been answered. Jeff, world record, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you very much.
Awesome.
Ron, I don't swim, I don't surf, but being on one of your kayaks for 2 minutes, and I felt rad going out there on a fishing mission. Awesome.
Nice.
And
So you picked this, you came down and did a fishing mission with us?
Yeah, I did, like, a couple years ago, the fishing mission, and, like, I was super comfortable being in there for, like, the first 2 minutes. So, and as far as the fishing goes now, Rick, and at the landing, the 4 ounces, the rubber band thing, and what do I need to go? I'm going on an overnighter. From, like, fishing in the dark to the gray and the progression throughout the day. What's my gear set up? Thanks.
Yep. I would make sure you had some flat falls. There have been a lot of that big fish biting that flat fall, especially early in the morning like you're talking about. A 200-gram flat fall has been super, super key. And then aside from that, it's just standard sardine and mackerel fishing, both sinker rig and fly line. And I would say a minimum of 40-pound, like 40 to 60 would be the line size on a good two-speed reel. Italica 12 would probably be like the single most ideal reel, something they would fish, you know, Italica 12, Italica 16, something 40 to 60 pound. And sinker rig is a good call. Straight fly line is a good call. A Gamakatsu Nautilus, like a 4-0 would be about the right hook size. And yeah, a couple of sinkers, 4s and 6 ounces, some rubber bands, and some Seaguar fluorocarbon. And that would be your ideal rig.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's get back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Robin calling us from Orange this morning. Hey, Robin, welcome to the show.
I'm sorry. Let me get the Robin from Orange is up here. Okay.
Yeah, it
thanks,
is. Hey, Robin.
Thanks for hanging in there, Robin.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning to you guys. I was really excited to hear your program this morning because my husband and I are leaving for Cedros Adventures on Wednesday.
Oh, how
cool.
Yes, I'm excited. This weekend we're getting our gear together. But the one question we had was, what is a typical gratuity for the Ponga captain? I have no clue.
Generally speaking, Jeff, it's probably the same at your resort.
Yeah, you know, based on, you know, I don't know if you're going to do it as a group or if you're just going to be you and your husband, you know, $50, $60 a day.
It's just my husband and me.
Yeah, you know, $50, $60 a day, you know, I mean.
$25 per person is generally.
Yeah,
good,
you know,
yeah.
And then by the end of the trip, the guy gets, a couple $100, especially if he's putting on a fish. They work so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, all day long they're working. They're up super early. They're late after you guys go and get in the van and go home and eating.
Yeah.
They're down there working on the boats and refueling and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
And don't forget the staff, too.
Exactly.
You know, $10 to $15 a day for the staff. You got to figure they're feeding you. They're transporting you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Washing your clothes.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, Robin. You don't need to take a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Because Cedros Adventure as well as Cedros
Kayak
Fishing.
We have it at our house as well. Exactly.
They'll do all your laundry for you. Just take 2 sets and you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's great information.
Yeah. Hey, have a great trip. Let us know how it works out, Robin. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, lots of great stuff coming up. And if you want to get through, it has been a very busy morning on the phones, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the East outside and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. The advantage of Power Pro for this big fish is unquestionably line size, right?
Yeah, it's line size. I mean, to be able to fit a lot of line on a small reel. You know, there's a lot of small to mid-size sardine right now, but you got to fish big fish. You know, you got to hold a lot of line. This is no joke. You know, 50 to 250-pound fish are what's happening in one-day range right now.
And you got to be stealth.
You got to be stealth and you got to have capacity. Those are two things that Power Pro gives you. It's a skinnier diameter that can pack a lot more line on the reel. And the skinnier diameter allows your bait to pull that line through the water much easier than it does traditional monofilament. You get more line, your bait swims better, you can fish smaller gears, you can cast it. It is a Power Pro advantage.
Yeah, and the other thing about Power Pro that's an advantage that you need with big fish is knot strength.
No doubt.
And it ties knots better than others. And it works better.
Got it.
Bottom line, Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are packed up. If you want to get through, talk to Jeff, talk to Ron, 858-457-1090. One of those open or toll free, 877-792-1090.
Hey, check out our Facebook page, yeah. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link that right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Just go to the top right. All our social media is there. Click on the blue Facebook icon. Takes you right there. Friend us on Facebook, and you'll see what's going on at Cedros Adventures right now. Ryan posted a bunch of his pictures, some awesome-looking yellows and adventures down at Cedros Adventures down there. So check that out on our Facebook page right now as well. We always like to kind of keep you up to date about what's going on with Let's Talk Hookup and such like that. And on a different note, I want to thank all the people that wished me happy birthday yesterday on my Facebook page. So thank you very much for all the nice birthday wishes there. The older you get, the more you want to forget about those birthdays.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Yeah. Anyway, unless you find the Fountain of Youth at Fastlane.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
Get a little stand-up paddleboard. It'll keep you young.
I found it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little,
that's the way it is.
They kept telling me, you got to work on your core. Well, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You got to mix fun with it.
Oh.
You got to mix fun with it or you ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And that's what you sell at Fastlane.
Fun.
Fun. That's what it is. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Richard? Called us from Monrovia this morning. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. You got a couple things. One is, Ron, thanks for talking to the guys at Hobie. I brought the pro angler in, and it was Jeremy that took care of me, knew exactly what to do. 3 hours later, I came back, and the kayak's like brand new. It's amazing.
It's
how they
helped me. You know, it's so great to work with a company that gets it. They make that connection between the customer, the dealer, and they just take care of us. And, I mean, they make me look good. And I appreciate that from Hobie Cat. They do a great job of building
them, organization.
Backing them up. And they're, you know, the guys that are working there have been there for many years, so they've seen, you know, trends. They've seen things flash in the past. So, I mean, when you think about it, they've been making, Hobie catamarans for 50 years.
And that's what you started selling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Way back. Catalina sailboats and Hobie kayak.
Yep.
Or Hobie catamarans.
We sold a lot of Prindle cats, too.
Oh, really?
Nacras. Yeah. We used to be...
How times have changed.
Well, you know, the plastic Navy is kind of
taking over.
Yeah. Super linear polyethylene or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Pete, happy birthday. I had the good fortune of fishing with Ron and Jeff down in Cedros. And I wanted to tell you that when you started your conversation in the beginning of the show, it was like a flashback for me. It was incredible. You just made my day.
Awesome.
But I wanted to relate to a couple of things. First of all, the equipment that Jeff has is phenomenal. I took some reels. I didn't even need to use them. Your rooms, your facility is just incredible. But I think one of the things that you want to add to the experience is the air trip, the travel. And I wanted to thank you, Jeff, for getting me in the right-hand seat of that aircraft. It was really neat. I had one liability, unfortunately. I was fishing next to Ron and his minnow, and he outfished me 3-1 with that lure.
No, that was a lure that Chris loaned me. The most technical fishing knot guy ever. I mean, Chris is such an exciting guy to fish with because he's like 12 years old in an older body. He's just, you know how there's surf groms? Well, this guy is a fishing grommet. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
He goes, hey, Ron, try this. Wow. 3 hours later, I'm still using it.
Wow.
Nice.
Harry, you going back?
I definitely am. I'm going back for the tortillas, too.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it, Harry?
Oh,
it's phenomenal. Jeff, I want you to bring tortillas back every time you come back from there and call me, and I'll meet you at the airport.
Perfect. Yeah, I can do that. My friends made off with my bag and getting a lot of heat from the family.
I'll bet.
Hey, Harry, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, it's happening a week from today.
I know it's happening.
Next Saturday, our last San Diego County 4D live remote broadcast for this year is going to be next Saturday, Labor Day weekend, September 3rd at Elko and Ford. Our good friends over there, Paul and the gang, welcoming us, and no better host than El Cajon Ford for our last chance to qualify for the big grand prize. It's the big one, the four-day fishing package at the world-famous Katfai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. That's going to be your last chance to qualify. Hey, you know, Alaska's now flying nonstop to great destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta, of course, Cabo San Lucas, East Cape, all that. Sign up for the best, their award-winning mileage program. Click on the Alaska Air banner. You know, they're offering, if you get the credit card, 30,000 bonus miles now. AlaskaAir.com, or just go to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and click on the Alaska Air banner. You can also win a trip on that incredible four-pack, the Blackjack, out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. You know, a lot of people call me and go, I have four guys I want to take fishing. It's the best. The Blackjack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. You want a great four-pack, that's the one. And somebody's going to win a trip on that.
Both for value and for comfort. I mean, and that's, those two things don't always collide. You know, a very affordably priced trip and a very nice boat. And it's rare that you get both of them.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Plus, we're going to give away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and Gary the Prize Cowboy is going to be giving away a bunch of stuff. We're opening the chutes, like I said last week.
I like it.
Dumping all the rest of the stuff. And you'll have a chance to win that, whether you make the cast or just a random draw, have a chance to win that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Check the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details. See you next Saturday, 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m. at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine in El Cajon.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bob. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy belated birthday, Pete.
Thank you.
I have a question for Jeff. In addition to the yellowtail and the calicos and, obviously, a single broomtail grouper, what else can you hope to catch out there at Cedros?
So we've, starting at the beginning of the year, like in March and April, we've been really pounding the beaches for a really, really nice grade of halibut in basically 5 to 20 feet of water. So that's
which
definitely
is what you can only do in a kayak, right?
You know, you probably could try, but I think you're going to drift a lot faster in the Ponga. Like, just being able just to kind of sit in one spot with those kayaks is pretty amazing. And just, you know, throwing white plastics up on the shore.
So you're catching these halibut on plastic?
Yeah. We're not using bait. Like, just all plastic fishing. So that's one thing. And then we've found some other, nice grouper holes that are also holding. They're called a couple of pinto bass, or like this golden spotted bass, I think they call them.
Sure.
So we've been having really good fortune with those things this year. So that's something nice, a little different, out of the ordinary, that you can look forward to, definitely.
Yeah,
on the
in addition to big grouper and big yellowtail.
I got a couple nice white sea bass this year that I haven't been telling too many people about.
Sweet. What is it about white sea bass nobody talks?
Yeah. You don't need to talk about it. We don't get into that discussion.
Mum's the word.
Hey, Bob, it's a great trip. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah,
thanks,
Bob.
A lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mike. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, Ron, Jeff, this is Mike.
I know that voice.
We heard from Harry. I was down there with Harry, too, and everything he said is great. And Jeff runs a fabulous operation.
Thank you, Mike.
And I'm trying to get down there one more time this year. You got the Let's Talk Hookup thing going on, which is going to be soon called Mike's birthday trip.
Exactly.
Nice.
Mike's birthday trip. That's right. If somebody wants to come down the rest of this year, not wait till your 2017 dates that are going to be on your website, cedrostackle.com, are there opportunities?
There is. I have a trip going down in September, and then Hobie TV is actually coming down at the beginning of October. So later in October, if someone wanted to try to sneak something in, I could definitely look into some plane tickets. It's tough. You know, the plane is, they start flying only one trip a day as we get later in the year. Wow. But the fishing is still, I was catching tuna in December last year. So,
yeah, so cool.
Mike, definitely let's stay in touch. And I know I still owe you those T-shirts. I haven't forgotten.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Scott Sherman, what's up, Councilman?
How you guys doing? Another great show, buddy. You're talking about my favorite place in the world, Cedros.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I got to get down there and do the kayak thing one of these days real soon. I've been down there 6 years in a row fishing with Cedros Adventures, and now it's time to do the kayak trip down there one time and check that out, because so many times sitting on the pond. I'm going, man, if I only had a kayak, I could reach that.
Yeah, spot, you're a Cedros guy. You're a kayak guy. You need those two things to cross their paths, man.
Yeah. And maybe that'll be the time I get him on a Mirage Drive.
There you go.
Oh, see?
I've been trying for years. He's a tough one. He's a...
Well, I've got the new titanium knee, so I can pedal one of those things. So I think you'll convert me pretty quick now, buddy.
Nice. I don't know. It'll be hard to get you off your boat.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, we've got out on the water yesterday, and we went up to the 43 to look for tuna, and it was just a parking lot, and it was hard to find the fish. So we took off south and came across a big paddy around the San Salvador Knoll, first paddy we saw all day long. And the thing was absolutely loaded with big Dorado and big Yellowtail. We had two big bulls that came off of that thing. Biggest went 25.9 and a couple of 25. Couple of 25 and 27 pound yellowtail to go with it, and when we left with our kill bag nice and full, there were still Dorado jumping all over the place.
How
out there.
Cool, awesome. Scott. Good
wow,
for you, man.
What a
nice
great
job.
Day that is, huh?
And I tell you, the weather, guys, not a white cap all day. I didn't get one speck of water on my windshield the entire day. We were running in open water at 24 miles an hour.
Sweet. Oh, man. Sweet. How's that new Parker you got from West Coast Marine?
Absolutely not a single complaint about that boat, buddy. It is just absolutely perfect. It's 25 years of waiting to pull the trigger and get a boat, and this thing is dialed in. If I could have designed a boat for me specifically, this would have been it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And the guys at West Coast Marine, Kevin and the gang, man, they're the best.
Yeah.
They do such a good job.
So easy to work with, and it's easy when you got a product that's good, that's that good.
Well, they work with you too. We had a couple of changes midstream that I wanted to do, after thinking about it for a while. And,
change order.
Very accommodating, no problems at all. He was completely understanding and was wanting to do what, Kevin would do whatever you wanted him to do to make sure that his customers were happy. So I was just thrilled with the entire experience, buddy.
Kevin's the man.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Scott. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate that.
Let's jump right back into it. Brian in Chula Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Hi, Brian.
Morning, boys. Pete, Rick, Ron, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning, Brian.
Hey, happy birthday, Pete.
Thank you.
So the grouper, is there a place where we can go look at a picture of that?
I think my wife put some up on our website, and the Facebook account has some good stuff.
CedrosTackle.com.
CedrosTackle.com. You can get some good information. On our Facebook page also, there's links to Sport Fishing Magazine wrote a really nice article, and there's a couple nice photos in there.
Oh, okay.
On their online mag style, and you could see some good shots there. And
nice.
Once I receive the certificate and everything, we're going to do a big promotional thing and, really let people know what's going on and put a few more photos out there. And
so
tell
us about your website, though. I know we share the same phenomenal designer, Chad,
yes.
Who's just a phenomenal webmaster and creator and very creative guy and just does a super job. Tell us about the website because it's kind of all new. What can you do on there? What can you see on there?
You go on there, you can take a look at our house and see the accommodations, of course. There's a lot of great fishing.
Full tour of the house.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can go on the tours page there and look at all our different tours that we offer, different, the 4, 5, 6, 8 day, whatever you wanted to do. You could do that. Obviously, the gallery with photos. I have a shopping cart area. You can buy the Strategic Angler lures from us that guys have been getting all year.
Okay.
Fishing for the bluefin and stuff like that.
Eventually,
so
you're going to be able to do online booking for
trips?
You can
do online booking now.
You can do online booking now. So if you see a trip,
there.
Like the 2017 dates that we're going to post, you're going to have those up in the near future. You could book a trip for next year right online.
Trip, pay through PayPal, and just be done.
The
just
whole
like
deal.
That. Yeah, send your deposit in, and I'll already.
And what's the deal on the deposit?
Basically, it's $600 just to get the thing going and kind of lock in your spot. That way I can get the plane tickets, bought so that we're for sure on the plane. And if I, start buying tickets like I'm doing now already for next year, I'm hoping, we'll be on that morning flight most days.
Yeah.
So.
And a routine is you pick up in San Diego and very comfortably your own personal beautiful van.
Yeah.
Drives down.
Yeah. Minivans.
Super minivan.
Yeah, so we got
drive
a nice
Ensenada,
minivan. Yep.
Right?
We like picking everyone up here at Fisherman's Landing. It seems to be very, very nice and easy. Everyone's safe parking. And then drive on down. I know the day before what time our plane is, so if we're not leaving until the afternoon flight, like, there's no reason to rush down there. We'll leave a little bit later, meet like at 10 o'clock, and then drive across the border, grab our visas real quick, head down to Ensenada after that, and hit my favorite taco spot, you know, if we're on the afternoon one, or if the morning, like you guys, you got to go come to the French restaurant.
Oh, I got to do both. I like them both.
Yeah. It's so, and then, you know, we end up at the island. The guys are waiting for us, and, you know, being on the kayak.
It's like, about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, hour and 35 on the way down, about an hour and 45 on the way back. Uh-huh. But, you know, once you get there, like, we're the guys are waiting, and, you know, we'll start fishing right away. I mean, we could definitely get you out there for a couple hours.
Wild. It's such a cool experience.
Yeah, it's pretty neat down there. Yeah, can't wait to go back.
Hey, I can't wait to go. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on the Liberty. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Here, I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Sol SunGuard's Blue Water formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Sol SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle Stores and at SolSunGuard.com.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the big winner of the three-quarter day trip aboard that beautiful new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, along with those six-pack of live deception jigs, courtesy of our buddies at Ahi USA, is going to Harry in La Jolla. Harry, congratulations.
Harry.
You're going to love fishing on the Liberty.
Yeah, he is. Ron Lane, the man that sells the fun.
That's my job.
That's your
job.
And I take
it seriously.
Yes, you do. Indeed. Where do we buy fun?
Well, you just come down to Dana Landing. We're right there across the street from SeaWorld. You can call us, 619-222-0766, or you can go on our website, which is fastlanekayaking.com.
And if you want to try the new Mirage Drive Eclipse,
we're going to have eclipses in the water 9:30 to 11 today.
Today. You can try that new thing that everybody wants.
Oh, it's
the
amazing.
The paddleboard on steroids.
It is. And then while you're there.
And instead of going to the gym, you just get on the water on this and you're in.
Well, yeah, you got to disguise your exercise with fun.
Yes.
Or you're not going to do it.
You're not going to do it. Yeah. There you go.
So
get on down.
Come down and try the new Eclipse, and then also jump in one of those new Outbacks with that new seat.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Jeff, great job. Sedros Tackle, you're developing such an incredible thing with Sedros Kayak Fishing. The opportunity to fish that amazing island on a kayak is just beyond belief. Want more information? Want to go fishing? How do we do that?
You can come to the website, sedroskayakfishing.com, or you could also find it through sedrostackle.com. Or if you just want to talk to me direct and talk about the island and things that are going on, you can call me at 760-412-2507.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that
Absolutely.
Very
thank
much.
You
and thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we have Pete Giacalone from Custle Yachts, the one and only Pete Giacalone, who is, shall we say, infamous or famous throughout the San Diego sport fishing fleet. He's the best boat salesman in the world, and he's also
commercial
one of the
fishing,
best commercial fishermen
yeah,
guys,
great.
Sport fishing guys. He's just an amazing human being, and he'll be right here in our mighty 1090 studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.